Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and we begin with a pair of stories in the war on terror. The democratically controlled Senate has delivered a blow to Democratic President Barack Obama by killing funding to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. The vote was 90-6. Obama had sought $80 million to close the controversial Gitmo facility by January of next year. An amendment to a war spending bill strips funding to shut down the facility as the administration is pressured to unveil a specific plan on handling the more than 200 terror suspects who remain in that facility. Republicans have been loudly critical of the president's decision to close Gitmo, warning that terrorists could be released into American neighborhoods. Administration officials have scoffed at those claims. In recent congressional testimony, Attorney General Eric Holder insisted that no terrorists would be released into U.S. communities. In the Senate debate, though, South Dakota Republican John Thune called Gitmo a secure, $200 million state-of-the-art prison. He said no one has ever escaped from the facility, and he argued that its location makes it extremely difficult to attack. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin accused Republicans of creating red herrings. He calls Gitmo an international recruitment tool for al-Qaeda and argued that its notoriety hurts U.S. national security. He says that U.S. prisons on the mainland are already holding some of the most dangerous terrorists in the world. Also today, the Pentagon confirming that Iran has launched missiles capable of reaching Israel. A U.S. defense official who spoke on the condition of anonymity confirms the launch. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says the Defense Department has concerns about Iranian nuclear ambitions. He stated, quote, "Iran is at a bit of a crossroads," adding that the nation can choose between continuing on a path of continued destabilization or pursuing relationships with other countries that are, quote, "more normalized." The Iranian nuclear threat was a major topic of conversation earlier this week between President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll also talk about it later this hour with James Robbins of the Washington Times. Also today, President Obama inking a deal with the United Arab Emirates for that nation to buy civilian nuclear power equipment from American companies. The non-defense nuclear bargain was first approved by President Bush before he left office in January. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will now submit the pact to Congress, which has 90 days to decide whether to block it from going forward. The UAE wants to build nuclear power plants to generate electricity in the Arab sheikdoms. Outgoing Chrysler chairman Bob Nardelli will be replaced by former Duracell chairman C. Robert Kidder. Kidder takes over once the new Chrysler completes its purchase of the assets of Chrysler LLC and finalizes a global alliance with Fiat. Nardelli says the company is fortunate to have Kidder lead the automaker through its transformation. Nardelli says his number one priority is to preserve Chrysler and the livelihoods of thousands of people who depend on its success. The federal government could end up as the majority stakeholder in auto finance company GMAC. The Detroit News reports the U.S. Treasury Department is poised to announce it will give the lender a $7.5 billion cash infusion. The paper cites an individual familiar with the matter in reporting the cash would allow the Treasury Department to claim a majority stake in the lender. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has said the Obama administration will funnel financial support to the provider of financing for many U.S.-made cars. The paper says GMAC has been in talks with Treasury to secure more capital. President Obama today touting the potential of new green industry jobs, hosting a White House meeting with his Economic Recovery Advisory Board at a stretch where he's promoting clean energy technology and his reform agenda throughout the week. The president stressing the importance of getting out front on the issue of energy.
The enormous job creation potential that exists, the requirements to create a more efficient energy system in order for us to remain competitive.
Meanwhile, the government watchdog in charge of regulating the stock market and guarding against financial fraud may be in for a massive makeover. Bloomberg.com reports the Obama administration is drafting a plan to split the powers of the Securities and Exchange Commission among the agency and the Federal Reserve, and potentially the Treasury Department. Sources familiar with the proposal say the purpose of the reorganization would be to guard against a repeat of scandals such as Bernie Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme. Also on Wednesday, the House easily approving a credit card reform bill by a massive bipartisan vote. Among those in favor, California Democrat Maxine Waters.
It's about time that we reined in the abusive practices of credit card companies. For too long, credit card companies have squeezed consumers through every scheme imaginable. This bill will finally give consumers the rights they deserve.
But Texas Republican Congressman Jeb Hensarling says there's going to be unintended problems with this.
There are huge unintended consequences associated with this legislation. The people who pay their credit card bills in full on time are about to be punished. They will be forced to bail out those who don't.
President Obama today signing legislation aimed at helping struggling homeowners avoid foreclosures and preventing mortgage frauds. In a White House signing ceremony, the president called the two bills another step in the right direction in curbing the economic crisis. And quickly on Wall Street, the Dow Jones off 53 points, closing at 84.22, the NASDAQ down 7, the S&P 500 losing 5 points, oil up again to settle at $62.04 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll examine why the Democrats are trying to fast-track their energy legislation and why energy CEOs are getting on board with cap and trade. We'll discuss the urgency of the Iranian nuclear threat, and when we come back, what's the president to do about Guantanamo? Stay tuned.